This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Breaking news on KYW News Radio.
A city shaken, as is the Overbrook neighborhood, following the shooting of a Philadelphia police officer in the line of duty this afternoon. Joining us live with the latest from the newsroom, KYW's John McDevitt. John?
Michelle, Philadelphia police tell KYW News Radio that the police officer was shot in the torso. It happened around 2:45 this afternoon near 59th and Lancaster. That's near Overbrook High School. A person is in custody. The officer was taken to Presbyterian Hospital. His condition is unknown. According to sources, the officer was attempting to break up a fight when the shooting happened. Officials say a gun was recovered. The mayor, she's at the hospital. The top brass is there. We are expecting to learn more at a press conference later this afternoon. We have a reporter at the hospital. We're also now hearing from the school district, a spokesperson saying it happened at dismissal time. No students were involved. And the spokesperson says that all of those involved were adults. We're also hearing from the Philadelphia FOP Lodge Number 5, President Roosevelt Poplar, saying in a statement that the FOP extends heartfelt wishes for a swift and full recovery to this 19th District officer who was shot in the line of duty. Again, he is at the hospital, his condition unknown. We are expected to learn more later this afternoon. We are looking at a live feed from our partners at NBC 10. We see the entrance of the hospital where there are supervisors, police supervisors, and other officials gathered outside. We're being told that the mayor is inside. Again, we are hoping to learn more information on this shooting that happened near Overbrook High School this afternoon around 2:45, and we are standing by. We have a reporter at the scene, and we'll bring you the very latest.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.